Welcome to Car Chronicles, man. Welcome to Car Chronicles, man. It's your boy Mogul D reporting live, guys. Hey, guys, please do me a favor. Head over to Spotify, if not Apple Podcasts, in the search box, Car Chronicles 313, all together, no spaces. Follow, subscribe, support your boy. Anybody out here dealing again with porn addiction, masturbation addiction, again, I know this taboo. I know it's taboo. It's okay to talk about. I know it's crazy. I know people not out here just every day, all day asking, hey, do you watch porn, or just talking about porn? I'm not saying people don't, but I know that's not, it's, again, it's taboo to talk about these types of things, especially with, let's say, a teenager talking to their parent, or, you know, even a young adult talking to their parent. Nobody wants to have those types of weird conversations. So I know it's even harder for people to tell people that they're dealing with something that they've discovered was an addiction. And again, it's a lot of people out here don't know that porn can become an addiction, that masturbating can become an addiction. You know, it's I understand that. But right now, again, I wanted to get on here to give y'all just more insight onto this addiction, you know, have a level-headed, you know, run through of any and everything when it comes to this topic. That's really the goal. But right now, again, we doing porn addiction frequently asked questions. So again, if you don't know you have porn addiction, I'm pretty sure that's majority of people, but I can say this off the top of my head. If you watch porn all the time, again, you watch porn 6 days a week, if you've been single for the past year, you know, if you can say you've watched porn every day for hours at a time, and of course, the porn and masturbation, we're going to keep saying that just so it can stick. Porn and masturbation go hand in hand. So if you've been doing both of those things for hardcore, and if you started watching regular porn and now you off into watching, again, crazy porn, bestiality, just crazy stuff, BDS, whatever it's called. You just watching stuff you literally know deep down you never thought you would have watched. And again, you might have that initial shock. This is how powerful porn is. You might have that initial shock of, I don't even like this, but it's so powerful, you will come to like it. So if you feel like you're not in too much in control, it's just something you like, you watched it before, you know, it made you feel good or whatever. Yeah, that is it's designed to do that. So again, porn, frequently asked questions, guys. Porn addiction. Excuse me. Here we go. And this is from the Center for Healthy Sex.com. Number one, what is porn addiction? That's number one, guys. What is a porn addiction? Oh, wow. Look, they give you the answers. Let's read through this real fast, guys. It says, porn addiction is the overuse or abuse of pornography that has negative consequences for one's life. The porn addict cannot control the compulsion and continues the destructive behaviors despite negative consequences. Alone with only the computer for company, porn addicts are isolated from real human contact. For an addict, porn objectifies the actors and leads to a loss of intimacy. So again, you conditioning your body to have sex with yourself. This stuff is true, guys. Trust me, it's true. You condition yourself, even if you don't know this is what's going on, and you, again, have a porn addiction, it's definitely going on. This is what's happening. I think it's deeper for people to read and find out about themselves and check off the from there. Number two. Oh, wow. Hold on. Because they're giving me. Oh, number two. How is it possible to become addicted to porn? These are the questions people have, guys. For some individuals, repeated exposure to powerful images such as porn creates an obsessive craving to see the images over and over again. This craving leads to compulsive behavior patterns that can be very difficult to stop. A person who cannot stop this compulsive behavior despite suffering negative consequences is typically addicted. Look, you can't stop. Like, you want to stop. You don't know why. It's just like you wake up. You might wake up that day late, but you might look at the time like, shit, I would have been masturbated, and go masturbate. they talking about stuff like that, guys. A person who cannot stop this compulsive behavior despite suffering negative consequences is typically addicted. It is a simple matter of high levels of exposure for certain people, and porn can be an addiction. Porn is not automatically addictive for everyone. Remember that. It's not automatically, but you, anybody can be addicted. Trust me. Nobody is that high in my. If you do certain stuff when it comes to it, and you are addicted. You can't say you're not. Porn is not automatically, according to the Society for the Advancement of Sexual Health, approximately 2 million people are addicted to internet sex. I don't know. I definitely, that's hard to believe that the number is that low. That sounds approximately, that's hard to believe. In the world, that doesn't make sense. Because who's watching, you can't tell me 2 million people is watching porn 100 billion times a year. That doesn't, or I don't know. Okay, whatever. Research suggests that many porn addicts spend 11 to 12 hours a week with some form of internet sex. Porn addiction can be a convenient outlet to avoid intimacy. This form of transactional sex is often reported to be shallow and unfulfilling over time. Number 3, I struggle with pornography. Does that make me a sex addict? Not necessarily. Some people only watch porn without engaging in problematic sex. However, for many, there is little difference between porn addiction and sex addiction. Seeking a high to escape one's feelings is usually a form of addiction, whether it is alone or with others. Rarely does porn addiction exist without additional sexual obsessive thoughts or behaviors, intrusive thoughts, stuff like that, guys. I find myself looking at more extreme pornography. See what I say, guys? What are the consequences? It is common for excessive porn viewing to lead to more extreme pornography. This is very much like drug addiction, as the body continues to build up a tolerance and requires the drug in greater amounts to feel any effect. Porn addicts often explore pornography outside of their taste and value seeking novelty to get a fix. This can lead to illegal activities such as viewing child pornography. See, that's again fucking insane. That's scary, guys. Just if you feel like you watch porn too much, just stop, because it can get worse on its own. You don't even have to do it. It'll just start getting worse because you're going to keep watching it because you're used to watching it, and you're not going to be able to, like, maybe come in or ejaculate. So you're going to, it's your mind, these sites made for you to just keep, let me try something else, let me try this, let me try that. And you might get hooked on something you never thought you would be watching it. You don't want it to be ever nothing like child pornography, because again, you're going to jail. That is fucking deep. The consequences can destroy families and careers. Excessive pornography sometimes leads to sexual issues such as erectile dysfunction. I'm going to say that again. Excessive pornography sometimes leads to sexual issues such as erectile dysfunction. Clients report that their porn addiction often accelerated to sexually acting out behaviors such as affairs or sex with prostitutes. So just look at that. People that get hooked on porn, let's say again, you've been hooked on porn since you was a teenager, and then you haven't had too many relationships at all through the next 15 years all the way up until your 30s. Like, it could escalate again to where you might not notice, you might just be doing it and think it's okay or not okay or whatever, but it's like you start picking up prostitutes and stuff, and you know, but that's all coming from you needing more novelty. You need more and more, and then you might even start again trying to act out porn scenes with prostitutes and stuff because you don't know them and shit like that. Little weird shit like that. Do I have to tell my partner if I'm addicted to pornography? Wow, that's deep. Telling your partner is your choice. Most people only seek help after the humiliation of having their double life exposed. Getting caught generates a great deal of trauma for all concerned. That's you and your partner. If you need help stopping porn, the best way to handle this is to get help now. All right. Let's say, what if my partner and I watch porn together? Just stop. I'm not even going to go through that one. Just don't do that. That's like an excuse right there. Number 6, that's like an excuse. What if my partner and I watch porn together? You shouldn't be watching porn. You shouldn't want your partner to watch porn because it can damage either of y'all. I'm not saying both of y'all will get addicted, but it's just like you still being a cuckold or some shit. I only look at porn every 3 or 4 months. Is this a problem? Is this a problem for you? Sexual values are different for everyone, and there is no one-size-fits-all. Porn is a booming business with reported annual revenue of $12 billion. Okay, it says, to be anti-porn is a prudish and repressive attempt to dictate morality, isn't it? Tip number 8. I'm going to say that again. To be anti-porn is a prudish and repressive attempt to dictate morality, isn't it? The fact that many professional sex addiction therapists successfully treat porn addiction is not the same as being anti-porn or sex negative. There are organizations that condemn pornography. I agree. Like, no, this can't be the same. Like, you don't have to hate porn to want to take action from people being damaged from something because they don't know or probably never even knew that they could become damaged from something. That's like, no, that should be okay. It says, number 9, do pornography filters work? Yes, one of the first interventions a sex addiction expert recommends is to install filters on your computer. Okay, so internet blockers, all that, site blockers, you need shit like that. Some people do. Number 10, I caught my child looking at porn online. What should I do? According to the Family Safe Media, 90% of children ages 8 to 16 have looked at internet porn. Children are naturally curious about sexuality. But look, they putting that in there like internet porn been around for 100 years or something. It's fucking 15 years old, max. It really is. Number 11, what are the steps to end a pornography addiction? Professional sex addiction therapists help porn addicts deal with their feelings of shame, humiliation, and embarrassment. Like any addiction, the first step is to stop all problematic behaviors. Stopping the problematic behaviors allows the brain to reset and learns to live without the high or compulsive behaviors and obsessive thought patterns. I'm just kind of like a little shocked that, you know, the fact that, you know, like it can be it's different for everybody. Like, I understand some people probably going through, like they said, shame, embarrassment and stuff like that, humiliation, and that's why they go to porn instead of like trying to be the real person. But I just feel like when it gets to where you realize that some can like really harm you, that can't be the excuse. It just can't. I'm sorry, guys. And I'm going to keep doing, you know, episodes like this to, you know, kind of try to start answering a lot of people's frequently asked questions about these specific topics. And right now, I'm going to leave it at that, guys. Again, porn addiction FAQ. It's Car Chronicles.